Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Then you've come to the right place. You're listening to the My Accountant Handles That podcast, presented by The Quantify Group, the podcast that covers all aspects of running the financial side of your business. And now, your hosts, longtime CPAs, Dave Ashworth and Alex Steinberg.
Welcome to the My Accountant Handles That podcast. I'm your co-host, Dave Ashworth. I'm here with my other co-host and business partner, Alex Steinberg. Alex, what's up, dude?
How you doing? Good morning, everyone out there. It's a rainy Friday.
It is. Yeah, it's been a hot week here in Pennsylvania.
Brutal.
So welcome a little rain. Maybe it'll cool it off a little bit. We'll take it. What's new, man? Anything? I know we wanted to talk about some sports. Haven't been able to really do that yet still, but we're getting closer, I think. Anything else going on? What's new? What's new with you?
Nothing, a whole lot from the other week. I wish sports were going on too, but seems like at 3 weeks till the basketball season might start. And I say might with a strong emphasis. Although they're probably going to do it, but it's just –
I know, missing some players, it sounds like, and like summer, you know, keep coming down with the virus, so who knows?
Yeah, you can't guarantee anything. So I hope they do and they keep everybody safe, but
yeah,
I don't know. Who knows?
We'll see. Well, we have a good topic today. This is something that I think we're pretty passionate about for obvious reasons, but I also think it's something that people have a tough time actually identifying. And so we wanted to put a list together to make it a little bit easier. So I think most people would agree that having some sort of a bookkeeper in their business is important. I think most businesses have that. Now, it doesn't need to be like a full-time hire. You know, some businesses hire someone externally, part-time. Maybe it's just someone in their family that does it. But having a bookkeeper is important. I think every business gets to a place at some point, most likely, where they need a little bit more than a bookkeeper. They need just a little bit more help, a little bit more expertise. They're doing more things in their business. And so what we wanted to talk about today was 6 signs that your business needs more than a bookkeeper. And that person could be maybe someone in like a senior accountant role, controller, CFO, and it doesn't have to be a full-time person. It can be a part-time person. It can be a company like ours that outsources that role where we can handle it on more of a part-time basis. But understanding different signs and where your business is at that could be pointing to needing a little bit more, I think is important to understand. And I think a lot of people don't really understand when that time comes. And so I think that's what we wanted to talk about today. So kick us off here. Well, like I said, there's 6 signs. We'll just kind of dialogue about them and talk about things that we've seen in the past with different businesses and their need for, a little bit more than a bookkeeper. So the first one is pretty obvious one is more accounting complexities. So obviously, if you're getting to a place where things are getting more complex, there's more things going on, you're going to need a little bit more help and someone that maybe has a little bit more expertise than a bookkeeper. Now, I just want to set the foundation. We're not doing this podcast to bash bookkeepers. We're not saying that they're not an important role. We're not saying they're not skilled. They can't handle certain things. That's not what we're saying. I just want to be very clear about that. They play a vital role in businesses in keeping the books. But most, just like in any other profession, they're potentially limited in certain areas and you're going to need someone with a little more expertise for certain things. And that's okay. So I just wanted to make that very clear that that's not what we're trying to do here. So that was the first one, the accounting complexities. This could include things like job costing. That can get pretty complex. If you're adding new entities and maybe you're consolidating things and you're running some, you know, books for different entities and then rolling them up into one, that can get a little tricky with all sorts of like intercompany stuff, inventory tracking, KPI tracking. You know, when you start to get into that type of stuff, there's just a little more complexity from an accounting standpoint, and you want to make sure it's done right. And so that might be the first sign that you might need a little bit more help.
Yeah, you can add into like accrual basis financials, you know, making adjustments, like adjusting journal entries. There's some bookkeepers who can do it, right? And it's not their main function is the main point we're getting across. They're just going to get the numbers in there, make sure it's in the right spot. But you need the analysis on top of that to actually make decisions. So that's where somebody, and it's, unless you worked in the corporate world in the beginning of your career or any point in your career, really, you don't really hear about the controllers more often. You almost think of like an accounting manager, somebody who can oversee the whole operations of your business, not just put numbers in QuickBooks or something like that. They can really give you advice. To add on to what Dave was saying, some of the things you need it for, even just, you know, making sure transactions are booked correctly for tax purposes. It's not the main function of anybody, but a controller, someone with that experience level can help you find a transaction that might be more beneficial to your, you know, tax return and your tax deductions, because that's what they're, not every controller, but there's some out there you can probably see those easier than a bookkeeper and really get those transactions booked on your accounts in the right way. So, and then also if they don't do your taxes and you have a tax preparer, they'll see that and you're taking advantage of those situations where you might not have had that from a bookkeeper who doesn't have the experience level.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you made a really good point too, in that some bookkeepers are able to handle some of this stuff. But I think where you need to be really careful of is, you know, just assuming that your bookkeeper can handle certain things. A lot of people will just kind of say that they can do it, but really can't. You know, hey, I want to switch my books to the accrual basis, right? And your bookkeeper's like, yep, I can do that. When in reality, you know, maybe some can, but maybe some can't, and they're going to be kind of doing it, and it's not really going to be right. That's not a really good place to be.
So no, just,
just to be careful with what you're having your bookkeeper do, because they may say that they can do something, and unfortunately the reality is that they can't. And so it's a person by person basis, but that's just something to be careful of.
Right. Just to add one little thing, that accrual basis is just having accounts receivable and accounts payable on your books. There's more adjustments that would be made to get to a full accrual gap financials that other parties might need to use to evaluate your business.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. That's where we're saying it might not be as simple as having a bookkeeper do that. You might some more expertise to accrue expenses or accrue income, or, you know, capitalize to prepaid some, you know, say for instance, your insurance bills. You know, you prepay your premium, you got to capitalize and amortize. So there are more complex accounting issues that you might need to have on your books. And that's where a controller level person or CFO would step in and see that.
Yep. Yep. So that's the first one. It's just as things get more complex, you're going to need someone with a little more expertise. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I think the next one is, and this is a question that, or just an issue that I've seen with business owners saying, you know, they don't really know where all the money in their business is going. They see what's going on. Yeah, they see what's going on and they look at the books, but they're like, they can't figure out where it's all going or what's actually happening. And, you know, you might be keeping good records. It's very possible that you are, but maybe you need to be analyzing it in a different way. Or it could just be as simple as having somebody looking at it that really understands financials and how money flows in a business that can help explain those things to you. So as a business owner, you should never be at a place where you feel like you don't know what is happening with the financials of your business.
That could be really scary.
That should never be happening. So if you're at that place and you have a bookkeeper or maybe you don't have anybody, it's time to get someone in place that can explain those things to you so you can have a full understanding of just the financial side of your business, because, you know, it's super, super important. So,
give you an example of the real life. I mean, probably none of us are, well, I guess some people for luck will experience something of these magnitude of numbers, but that Wirecard company, I think we talked about that. There was, they hit, it's a little different than what we're talking about, but there's $2 billion was hidden, but we had an accounting team, their auditors found that that the CFO was hiding money or whatever he was doing. I don't want to go through every little technical detail of it all, but you know, having that accounting team, yeah, it was a big four accounting firm and they're huge and high priced. You don't need somebody like that at the small business level, but you know, things like that, fraud, you know, again, a lot of these companies you'd hire, like they're not engaged to find fraud. You would have to do a separate engagement for that. But a bookkeeper wouldn't find fraud. They're just going to put numbers in. You have to look at it and do the analysis, where a controller would have the bookkeeper put the numbers in, do some analysis and say, hey, like, what is this number? Why is this here? Why is this not there? You know, they're going to reconcile items for you. And if something doesn't reconcile, they're going to bring that to your attention. You know, we had some companies in the past, we had the same exact questions. I don't understand the cash flow. Well, having an accounting manager slash controller in there is going to help you understand that. Why you shouldn't be in those details of figuring out how this works. Someone needs to tell you so you can run your business more efficiently and grow your business, not be, again, not stuck in the little details of things. That's where another play for having its own higher experience level.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good examples. I mean, those are real world examples that have actually happened, and it's happening all over the place. And, you know, as a business owner, you shouldn't have to worry about that. You shouldn't be thinking, I don't know what's happening. I don't know where the money's going. You just shouldn't have that.
I agree. I mean, Wirecard example wasn't like the same example. It wasn't a super great idea, but just something recent that's happened. You know, it's the opposite way where they had too much money on the books.
Right.
It wasn't real, but that'd be the opposite situation, would be even worse, obviously.
For sure.
You lose that money. So,
So the next one is, and we talk about this all the time, is timely reports.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. As a business owner, it's really not acceptable to be looking at like a financial statement for a month from 6 months ago. So looking at your January financials in June or July, the reality is that that information is just not relevant anymore. And you shouldn't be looking at it then. And so this is an easy one to see. Like, are you looking at your financials monthly? Are you getting your financials monthly within, I mean, typically like within a month of the month end close, I think is pretty fair that you should have your financials done by then. I mean, that's what we strive for all of our clients. Obviously things come up, things happen. But for the most part, month after month, you should be getting your financials within a month. And it's important, like I said, to have that relevant information to be making decisions off financial information that just occurred, is going to be way better and way more beneficial than looking at something that's old. I know some people even look at their financials annually, and, you know, outside of preparing the taxes, you know, what, I don't really know how much that's actually doing. You know, you're looking at numbers from a year ago. You know, so much has changed. So much changes every day, especially these days, let alone week, month, year. So, you know, looking at your financials, you know, every single month and getting those reports timely, I think is really important. And if you're not, if you're 6 months behind, 4 months behind, I think that's a sign that you need someone to come in and help out and get that process going.
I mean, can you imagine being 6 months behind right now with what's going on in the world? You have no idea what to do at all. So, I mean, to have monthly, even quarterly, is probably too slow right now. So just at least now that things are going great, you're getting fat off money and like everything's growing. Yeah. I mean, you want to look quarterly, fine. Like really to grow your business to the max potential is you need to look at things at least every month.
I agree.
To make decisions. Yeah, you might not gain a lot of knowledge month to month sometimes, depending how big your business is. But if you don't know and have a good read on what's going on, how do you grow and make sound decisions? You just really can't. You really can't.
And a lot of business owners, and there is something to making decisions based on like your gut. Like I get that. And a lot of business owners like have that ability. But I think that they're also missing the boat with like not backing up their gut with some hard financial information.
Now I'm going to say this, there's going to be outliers. There's always situations that happen you don't need to do that. Say you're tech companies and you don't have revenues. You're growing based on your technology and you sell it. And it's like, okay, I didn't need to look at my financials. Fine. But let's just take a company, let's just say Apple, okay, one of the biggest companies market value-wise in the world. How often do you think they're doing their accounting? Probably every day, right?
For sure.
So, I mean, this is an extreme example, but it's, I can guarantee you they're closing the books every month at a minimum, right?
For sure, for sure.
Okay,
and
so,
looking
yeah.
at stuff daily, for sure.
Yeah, and you're not, okay, we're none of our, I mean, in our world, that doesn't need to be done per se, but just give you, to become a company of like of some substance, you're going to have to do some more analysis in your accounting and get decision-making based on real hard numbers that actually are right. So if you want to, like I said, if you're serious about growing your company, you have to do these things as part of the your operations. And if you just want to make, you know, if you're just looking to get paycheck to paycheck, and just, you know, you don't have to do these things. You need at least a bookkeeper. But like, again, if you're serious, you should consider at least a controller or even CFO level services.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you look at all these big businesses and obviously they're huge and it's not really super comparable, but look at how much they invest into like the accounting departments of their business. And there's a reason for that. They're not just doing it because they want to. They're doing it because they understand the importance of it. And
right.
You know, the bit smaller businesses, yeah, you don't need a 100-person accounting department for a small business. But you do need some level of expertise. You do need to do some things in your business and invest in that because it's important. Like the financial side drives every business. Like probably the base for most people, the reason they're in business is, you know, I'm sure they're passionate about what they do, but to make money, right? If you're not making money, you don't really have a business.
It's a hobby.
And right. So the financial side of things is really important. The next sign that you might need a little more help is, and I think most businesses go through this at some point, is if they need to raise capital or get loans. And this is twofold why you might need some help. One is, as you are handing off this information, are you confident in what you're giving them is right? Because that's important. If you're not, then you really shouldn't be giving it to them, giving them financials, the bank or investors or whoever.
It could be in jail for that.
Yeah. You can't be making tons of mistakes on those. And I think on the flip side, if you have a team in place, if you have like a bookkeeper and you have like a controller or a CFO, or even if it's a team like ours, I could tell you from personal experience that when you go to get a loan from the bank, they feel so much more confident in everything that's going on because they know that you've invested in a team and they know that your numbers are right. And probably even more so on the investor side when you're raising capital. Investors like right. to see that everything from a financial standpoint is buttoned up because they're investing their money into it. And they want to know that things are going to be tracked properly, that things are going to be done right, that there's nothing going on that shouldn't be going on. Like, that's really important for investors. So if you're considering doing that, like raising any type of capital, you need to have a team in place. You need to have processes and procedures in place. You need to make sure things are right. And after you get that investment, you need to make sure that things are being tracked properly, or you're going to run into a host of issues with your investors.
Yeah, you can almost, I mean, not, again, it's going to be some outliers, but if an investor sees financials don't make sense, or even on just a cash basis, they're going to probably laugh you away, unless it's a really small investment. Or again, you're investing in a tech company where they come in and clean your books up for you after the fact. It's really what it does is it, like Dave was saying, provides confidence to the outside party, investor, banks, that you're running your operations the correct way. It can never hurt you to have that. It can only be a detriment to you by not having that.
Yep. Yeah. We've seen it. We've literally seen it where people have come to us and said, hey, I'm getting ready to try to, you know, get some investors to invest in my business, but they won't really talk to me until I have my financials in order. I
mean, how many times have you heard that?
All the time. And most of these businesses have like some sort of a bookkeeper or someone in place, and it's not their fault. They're doing a good job, but people expect more. And so if you're going through anything like this, probably before you're even considering doing it, you know, before you're even, you know, are on the doorstep of actually trying to raise capital or get a loan, you want to have someone in place that's been helping you out for a little while. You don't want to say, call your banker and say, hey, I'm looking for a loan, and then call an accountant and say, hey, I need some help. You know, you should be talking to that person and getting things in place well before you're looking to raise capital or get a loan. Not only will the third party, external party will be more confident, your accountant will be able to put things in place to hopefully make your business more profitable in the meantime. So there's advantages to it from that standpoint too. So, kind of going along with that too, is the next step is I think a lot of people have intention of selling their business at some point, or at a minimum, you know, transferring it to somebody. So they want to just maximize the value. I think everyone would agree that on some level they want to maximize the value of your business. And I'm a firm believer that an experienced team, you know, whether that's a controller, CFO, can help do that. They can help guide you in different ways and help start to move some things around and do things differently from a financial standpoint, help you make changes, help you see more clearly what's going on so you can make changes so that you can maximize that asset that is your business. And I just think it's really important. And then in addition to that, just like we were talking about with the loans and the investors, if you go to sell your business, and I think we've actually seen this one more, is people won't even talk to you if you don't have good financials and you don't have good processes and procedures in place. Like, they won't even consider buying your business. How can they? They don't even have any confidence in your numbers and what's going on and the things that are actually happening in your business. How could they buy your business? And if you get to a place where you don't have those things in place, and maybe you're at the end of your career and you have to sell soon and you haven't been doing things properly, you're probably going to have to sell your business for a discount. And that's not what you want to do. You want to maximize that value. You've worked your entire life, most likely, to build this up. You want to get the most out of it. And so having, you know, don't let something as, you know, like just like not having good financials or a good team in place and, you know, investing in that hold you back from a lifetime of work, because it can. And we've seen it, unfortunately.
Right. I mean, we've been on both sides of due diligence, helping clients prepare and helping clients buy, potential clients buy. It's just one of those things where you only hurt yourself, because if you don't have the correct numbers, unless you're fudging them the other way where it makes it look super good.
Right.
But a real accounting team is going to pick that apart on your due diligence.
On the other side, yeah.
On the other side.
Yeah.
So really what it does is you're going to – we always talk about just potential clients or our current clients about maximizing your EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization. Now, and then also you have some add backs or, you know, even additions, because you have like personal expenses that run through the business or like something else you need to add to the EBITDA. So if you have if your books aren't in order, I mean, your EBITDA could just be suffer. Right, you don't really know if it's right or wrong, because one, you might not be in accrual, you're not accruing in your revenues. You could have overaccrued expenses. I mean, anything can be there, right? So, again, like Dave said, you're only hurting yourself, and you worked all your life for this. And to not get the exact number of EBITDA right to generate the value based on multiples of EBITDA, it's just you're doing yourself a disservice. And you could have, and to be probably the truth of the matter is, the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to be to clean up, because companies want to see more than just 1 year of cleanup. You imagine cleanup 3 years of history when you're trying to look into sell. I mean, you don't even know what happened pretty much three hours ago sometimes. So 3 years ago, like it's crazy. I mean, it's literally crazy. We worked with a potential client, what was it, 2 years ago? I'm not going to go into the specifics, but we were looking to help him purchase the business. We were engaged to help in the financial review of the numbers on their books. We would ask questions and literally the answers would just be like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we weren't there for the final negotiations. We were just helping him go through the numbers. He went forward with buying the business. I don't recall. I don't if he changed the numbers on the purchase price or not. But like, again, the outliers, somebody wants a business enough, they're going to buy it. But like I mean, when we brought this report to him, he was kind of a little shook up by it. So, I mean, I would be too, but like, you can't, there's a lot of tax liability out there for him too, on top of that. So we were able to see that. unfiled taxes, potential unfiled taxes, things like that. Like, it's just, you know, you were hoping, everybody wants squeaky clean, but you're not going to have, there's always going to be find something, but you don't want to have a 20 page report from us showing all these problems. So he might not have, I mean, other, if there's other businesses out there to buy, he maybe just bought that instead. Yeah. We don't know all those facts. So just to, it's just confidence. I mean, just, it only, it never hurts you. It can only help you.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. And then the last one is pretty simple one. But I think it's important, is just, you know, a sign that you need more than a bookkeeper is, are you really in growth mode in your business? Right. And we talk about this all the time, but the reality is, you know, a true bookkeeper that's making sure the numbers get in the system, they're not going to be able to help guide you through growth mode and making better decisions. And the reality is, and I say this all the time, that every single decision that you make in your business has some sort of financial implication. It can be the smallest of things, but it's going to affect you somehow financially. And as a business owner, you should know the financial implication of everything that you're doing. It's important. And having the right team in place can help you do that. So I think just a sign that you need some more help is you're really in growth mode. You're hiring, your revenue is going up, you're expanding, maybe you're adding new locations or new entities, or just the revenue is just shooting through the roof. You need someone that can help grow with you, that can help guide you through that process, because as you grow, you're going to have less time to look at things, and you just need really good information right at your fingertips to say, hey, here's X, Y, and Z. And then you can make decisions based off of that. You don't have time to be looking up a certain receivable, or did this get paid, or where's the money going, or any of this other stuff. You don't have time for that. You're way too busy. So, you know, as you grow and you start to really get into growth mode, it's probably time to start looking for somebody with just a little more level of expertise.
Yeah. At some point, there's always, for everybody, you can't do everything yourself. You know, I always say, a lot of small business owners, I have the same problem sometimes. I'm sure you do too. You know, when you do it, you're going to do it your way, and you're going to want it, it's going to be done right. You got to let go and let other people help you, because if you don't do that, you're going to be stuck where you're at for the rest of your life. And some people, it's okay. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but if you're looking, like Dave was saying, in the growth topic, if you want to grow, you got to bring in experts to help you who are smarter than you. That's the goal. So, you know.
Just speaking to our business, I mean, we never come in and claim to know our client's business better than they do. You know, they're the experts in their business, but for most of our clients, we are the financial expert in their business. We know the financials better than they do, and that's okay. Like, that's kind of how it's supposed to be. They can focus on their business. They can focus on growth, making big operational decisions. And they know that we're going to be supporting them from a financial standpoint, pointing things out, answering questions, and just being there for them and helping them understand just the financial implications of the decisions that they're making.
Right.
And so I think that's where it's just really important to make that investment. And, you know, we obviously are passionate about what we do. We feel there's a big need, so we're not afraid to speak on it. But I think for any business, you know, you get to a point where you just need some more help. So let me just quickly recap this list here. And these are the six signs that you need more help than just a bookkeeper. The first one is your accounting is becoming more complex. Second, you don't know where your money is going. Third, you're not getting timely financials or reports. Fourth, you need to raise capital or get a loan from the bank. Five is you plan to sell your business in the future. And six is you're in growth mode. So I think just to conclude, you know, bookkeepers certainly play a vital role in the business. Bookkeeping
necessary
is something,
for every business.
Bookkeeping is something that needs to happen. You need to keep your books. However, I just feel like there comes a time in the life of every business where if some of these things are happening, it's just time to look for a little more help, a little more expertise to really help push things forward, and just invest in you and invest in your business. So hopefully this was helpful. I know some people ask, like, hey, what are the signs that I need more help? And these are the ones that we've seen over the years. So any final thoughts, Alex, before we wrap here?
I mean, really, even if you're starting from day one, you could probably use the help of a controller or CFO, technically, right? We know there's always financial concerns with that.
For sure.
Again, if you're looking to grow and you're serious about your business and making it into something bigger than where you are, you have to invest. They always say invest in everything, right? But investing in support from experts like CPAs, CFOs, wealth management, and just across the line, I'm just off the top of my head to rattle off a few. They have to be a part of your team because you don't know it all. It's just the truth. You might think you're Einstein, but you're probably not.
Probably not.
There might be one or two of you out there. I don't know if you can do it all, but you can only do so much. There's only so much time in a day. You need help to do analysis, and you get analysis at your fingertips, make better decisions. It's only going to make your company better and run more efficiently. And that's the goal.
Yeah, that is the goal. That is the goal. Well, this has been a good one, man. This is good. Good conversation. We appreciate you guys listening to this one.
Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, following along with our other podcast. Be sure to like us on Facebook and LinkedIn. Those are our two main platforms. And connect with us on LinkedIn as well. We post new content every single week. We do this podcast. I do videos every week, write articles. So we're constantly trying to put out stuff just to help you guys from the financial side of your business. So we appreciate you, and we will talk to you guys in the next one. Thanks for listening to the My Accountant Handles That podcast. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on LinkedIn at The Quantify Group for more awesome content related to running the financial side of your business. We'll talk to you in the next one.